Hello everyone, this is Roger T. Pipe of RogReviews.com. Welcome to our annual Avian Awards podcast series. Over the next 12 to 15 podcasts, we will take an in-depth look at the nominees for the 2020 Avian Awards. We'll break down the categories, discuss the nominees, debate who got snubbed, and even make a few predictions as to who might walk away with the hardware on January 25th of 2020. Before we get started, remember that this is an interactive series. I love your feedback, all of it. If you have a question or a comment or anything you want to hear discussed more in depth, want to talk about what you heard in the last podcast, suggestions, anything you want to hear more about or want me to get deeper into a category, just let me know. You can drop me a line at Rog@RogReviews.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Send me a direct message there. Or if you're listening to this on my site or watching it on YouTube, just throw a comment below. Just please remember, with the comments, keep it positive. We're trying to make this a good thing for all the nominees involved. Remember that your feedback shapes this series and keeps it from just being me reading off a list of nominations. Sponsorships are available for this and all podcasts. It's $150 for the entire year. I will mention your company, site, favorite star, charity, cause, anything you'd like at the beginning and end of all podcasts during this series and for everything in 2020. As always, half of all podcast money goes to A Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother. Now, let's get on with the good stuff. All right, we're going to kick off with episode one like we always do, with a little bit of background on the awards, this podcast, what we cover, and sort of the ground rules. I know a lot of you have listened for years. I apologize if we go over stuff more than once. We'll try and keep it to a minimum for those new listeners. As I said earlier, I am Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. I've been an adult film reviewer since 1996, so an awfully long time. More than 15 years ago, Avian reached out to me as an independent reviewer and asked if I would like to vote in their awards. I was absolutely honored, and it's been an honor ever since. I've been doing this podcast for over 10 years now. They're good with it. Sometimes they even help participate. I really enjoy and appreciate Avian's efforts. Keep in mind as we go over this massive list of nominations, the Avian editorial staff had to take all of the porn that exists and whittle it down to this seemingly huge list. They had the really big job. What follows is a much smaller version, but still a fairly large task. This podcast, we're going to talk about the nominees in depth. As always happens with something like this when we're looking at a list, we're going to talk about maybe how the list was wrong, some people who got left off, some movies that were maybe in odd categories. That's fine, and I really do appreciate your feedback, but we're going to keep this positive. Everybody who was nominated deserves that honor and deserves their moment to enjoy it without a bunch of a-holes on the internet telling them they don't belong on that list. We're going to keep it positive. Also, anybody who wants to be on this podcast with me, I would love to do some guests this year, some fellow critics, maybe some porn fans, just to see what you guys think. I do have a new board I'm trying to install that may allow me to take phone calls, so I may add that if you guys are interested, just so it's not me just sitting here recording and talking. If you want to follow along on these podcasts, you want to follow along the nominations, go to avianawards.com/nominees. There you will find 94 video and web categories. Those are the ones we're primarily going to focus on. 94. That's about 1,000 nominees total. Also 7 product categories and 5 retail. Those are not going to apply quite as much to most of the readers, but still things I do look into. The awards themselves will take place January 25th at the Hard Rock as part of AVN's Adult Entertainment Expo in Vegas. A little something that we will mention several times, the weighted ballot. So regardless of how many people are nominated in a category, it's important to rank them 1 through 5, 10, 15, whatever it is, because they are awarded points, and points for first place obviously are worth more than points for second and so on. So where you put someone on the ballot does matter, particularly lower down the ballot. So when I talk about the weighted ballot and how I try and go over every category, that's why, because that's how this is done. It does make for some interesting... it makes it really difficult as you get further down, right? Sometimes you can pick your favorite right away, but what's 7th versus 8th? You know, 8th versus 10th. So it is very detailed. I really like doing that. Some changes this year that I've noticed. They added a best series category, they've added the word channel. So you're taking into account the new production streams, clip stores and things like that, and websites. A lot of the director categories are best website or channel. So they're starting to recognize these alternative outlets. And that's really important because the adult industry is changing so much. And there's less focus on companies making movies and more focus on individuals making content or production companies that don't do DVDs or traditional forms of distribution. This is really important to recognize and to start to understand how we can continue to make sure that people, as I said, are recognized for what they do. Looks like we've got a screenplay category now for both comedy and drama. They added best romance category. Also a best sexual barter category. So you'll notice a lot of the web-based content has a sexual barter compound. We'll go over that as we go. We still do have the best taboo relations. Porn does love its faucet. I'm not sure all the critics love it, but obviously the fans do. Another year without a best BBW performer, but there is the best niche performer. So that's there. Again, the BBW categories have shrunk recently, but some of the bigger production houses are starting to hire some BBW models in what would normally be considered their mainstream lines. So that's good to see. We may see a return of the BBW category soon, but for now there is still niche. They also changed the mainstream from a like favorite mainstream star to a best mainstream venture. So it sort of looks at the projects rather than just the individual. And that was kind of interesting because a lot of the categories there are multiple performers. So those are some of the main changes. Like I said, we have over 100 categories to go over here. I will go over them quickly, give you some of my favorites as usual. We'll talk about them. And again, feedback is going to shape this. If I get some feedback on these early categories, we'll talk about that. We might do that for half an episode. We might do it for a whole episode. But regardless, we are going to get started on this. It is alphabetical. So if you are following along on avianawards.com/nominees, we're starting right at the top. Video and web, all-girl performer of the year. And there's a bunch of them this year. Jade Baker, Serena Blair, Jaden Cole, Carter Cruz, Darcy Dolce, Shyla Jennings, Georgia Jones, Princess, Melania Ricci, Sabrina Rogue, Scarlett Sage, Jenna Sativa, Serene Siren, Molly Stewart, and Charlotte Stokely. That's a lot, but it mirrors what they do with best starlet, female performer of the year, all the other categories. So you're seeing a lot more of these performers. You're seeing a lot of the names we've seen before. Shyla Jennings, Georgia Jones, Princess, for example, have been doing this for a long time. Charlotte Stokely's won it before. But you're also seeing performers who used to do boy-girl and now are just doing girl-girl. You know, Carter Cruz, obviously, and Charlotte would be chief among them. I don't really have a favorite in this category early on. I'm just starting to get the stuff and sort of going through my process. We didn't really talk about that, but basically for the next month or so, I'm just going to be buried in 3 and 4 different systems, running stuff at different times and categorizing and pulling out movies to watch certain scenes or certain performers. The all-girl genre is probably my least favorite right now, so it's not something where I have standout performers. I always think, though, that Shyla Jennings is amazing. Charlotte Stokely is great in sex scenes and has been a really good actress in the last couple years. Again, would be an early favorite. Jaden Cole is another one who stands out just right away from this list. Next up, Best Action Thriller. This was interesting because I have not seen any of the 5 nominees. Derelict from Kink, A Night of Reckoning from Digital Playground, 3 Cheers for Satan, Burning Angel, What We Do for Money, Sweet Sinner, and You Will Regret This from Digital Playground. Now, part of that is I don't get most of these titles until award time. Sweet Sinner is the only one, and I did not review this particular title. So we'll be coming back to that one, maybe. I like the idea that they're categorizing movies separately, but I wonder if we do it too much, are we going to water it down? Is an action thriller different than a drama? And certainly it can be. And I'll kind of watch these nominees and see if there really is, a thriller aspect to it. If it is, then definitely it stands out from dramas in that way. And I hope that's the case because I like to see movies with some effort put into story. I really do. Now, this is huge. This is a new category from the last couple years, Best Actor and Best Actress in Featurettes. So these are the sort of episodic things that are now popular on websites and then usually released on DVD later, at, you know, one or two parts or sometimes three and four. But where acting is important, it's just not a full feature. And these are some of the best acting performances we have in our business, so it's nice to see them recognized. Nathan Bronson for Dibs on Mom, and you're going to find a lot of these are going to be incest-related. Dick Chibble, Bishop's Interview and Alina Lopez Story, that's from Pure Taboo. Lucas Frost, Father Recall. Small Hands, Her and Him from Pornhub. Steve Holmes, The Daughter Deal from Pure Taboo. Tyler Knight, Cookie Jar, also from Pure Taboo. Tommy Pistol, The Aura Doll from Pure Taboo. Donnie Rock, Game of Bones 2 from Wood Rocket. Michael Vegas, Face to Face from Pure Taboo. And Zach Wilde, If It Feels Right from Misa X. So you're looking at Pure Taboo, more than half the category is from the Pure Taboo stuff. Best Actress, Joanna Angel, Maid of Honor from Pure Taboo. Evelyn Clare from Dibs on Mom, also Pure Taboo. Kiara Cole, Game of Bones 2. Abella Danger, Her and Him. Alexis Fox, Seen Not Heard, Pure Taboo. Shiloh Jennings, The Bully, Episodes 3 and 4. Alina Lopez, Bishop's Interview. Cadence Lux, Bad Samaritans. Kristen Scott, For Your Own Good. And Ivy Wolf, If It Feels Right. So a lot of Pure Taboo and Misa X stuff here. I don't know how you guys all feel. There's so much faux-cest in porn. Honestly, this year, if you want to have a drinking game for this podcast, just take a shot every time I say the word faux-cest. You're going to find it a lot. Do you guys like it? Is it something that really sparks something in you, the erotic value of it? I tend to get bored, and quite frankly, sometimes it borders on disturbing. But at the same time, there's some features later in this that we're going to talk about that are disturbing, but they're very good. So is disturbing necessarily bad? Interesting topic if you guys want to pick up on that. Again, feedback's important. So if you guys want to talk about something or have a comment, you know, write it down or send it over to me and we will discuss it. Best All-Girl Gonzo Anthology Production. Bad Lesbian 10 from Girlfriends. Best Friends and Lesbians from X-Art. Erotic Awakening, Viv Thomas. Girl Corps Season 1, Adult Time. Lesbian Beauties from Sweetheart. Lesbian Encounters from Jane Doe. Lesbian Performers of the Year, Elegant Angel. Perfect Touch, Philly Films. Prized Pussy 2, Babes. And Teen Lesbian from Girl Girl, Jules Jordan. That's a new Jules Jordan line, the Girl Girl line that Jules has put out. Surprisingly enough, there's only one actual Girlfriends films. A couple of these are distributed by Girlfriends. Gonzo or Anthology. So you're basically talking about non-feature all-girl titles. And again, this genre is growing and it has been growing and it's being recognized for it. I've seen a few of these. Girlfriends is one that I have seen. Bad Lesbian 10 is good. Lesbian Beauties 20 is Black and Asian from Sweetheart. That was really good. Lesbian Performers of the Year I have not seen because Elegant Angel only sends screeners at the end of the year, which is disappointing, but maybe someone there can hear this and figure out that I'd like to see stuff earlier in the year. But that series is really good. There are other titles in this line are very good. They're MILF Performers of the Year, they're Performers of the Year, they're New Performers of the Year. All that stuff is always really well done, and I'm looking forward to that one. Going further down, Best All-Girl Group Scene, one from Bad Behavior, from Web Young Girls Way, Girls of Wrestling from Sweetheart, Good Slave and the Filthy Slut from Kink, I Am Riley from Evil Angel, Lesbian Twins from Adult Time, Marley Brink's First GGDP from Lesbian X, Pussy Potluck from Girl Girl, R&B Diva from Girl Girl, Truth or Dare Massage from All Girl Massage, and Wash and Dry Hair from We Live Together, which is a series that's been around for a long time. Some of these I've already seen. I Am Riley was the Riley Reed, Angela White, Katrina Jade scene with all three of the I Am stars. From that series from Evil Angel. Very, very good. What I really liked in that scene is you've got three really strong performers. Angela White, I think, is the best in the business. Katrina Jade is a very powerful performer, and you've got Riley Reed. And I think that Angela and Katrina did a very good job of letting Riley shine. Not that, you know, she needs any help shining, but it's her movie, and they didn't do anything to overpower her moment. And I think that was a conscious decision by the directors and by the performers, and it was really, really good. Girls of Wrestling was a fun movie. Anna Faux, Whitney Wright, Brandy May, and Aiden Ashley in that scene. There are several scenes in that movie that you could have picked. A couple from the girl-girl line from Jules. The Gina Valentina, Lacey Lennon, Gianna Dior from R&B Diva was pretty great. I have to see a lot more of these, obviously. And I'm going to do a couple of these podcasts early, and then I'm going to review more. I just had to take a break from reviewing to kind of get this started. Now, here's another new one. Best All-Girl Narrative Production. Kiss Me from Wicked, The Producer, All Her Love, Shush from Kink, Teenage Lesbian from Adult Time, and A Woman's Promise from Sweetheart. So again, now you're looking at all-girl, basically, features. I guess they're calling it the narrative production. We'd normally call that a feature. Teenage Lesbian, of course, had a lot of buzz to it, based on a true story. It was good. Is it better than the others? I haven't seen the others, so I can't really say. But that one's a good one. And I like that we have this category. I also like that they kept it to 5 titles. If you don't have 10 really outstanding titles, don't go with it. You know, go with 5. Because I have a feeling this is one of those categories where we'll be able to say, like later when we get to the parody category, this is a really good group. And in the past, I've read off some of these and said, man, the top 4 or 5 are excellent, but you get down to 7, 8, 9 and it's really kind of weak. So by keeping the category small, we don't recognize as many people, which I know disappoints a lot of people. But I think keeping the nomination list strong is kind of an important thing. Best All-Girl Series or Channel. So this is where we get that channel designation coming in. Alexis Texas Road Trip from Elegant Angel. Again, another one I'm looking forward to seeing from Elegant Angel. Cheer Squad Sleepovers from Girlfriends. One of my favorite series. It's cute. The sex is very much like all girlfriend films sex is, which is really well shot with women who like performing with other women. It's just fun. Girl-Girl Sex from Abby Winters. A Girl Knows. Girls Gone Pink, Mofos. Lesbian Stepsisters from Sweetheart. We Live Together, Reality Kings. Webb Young from Girls Way. When Girls Play from Twisties. And Women Seeking Women from Girlfriends Films. This also seems to be a smaller category this year, but again, it keeps it really tight with the really good ones. Women Seeking Women from Girlfriends is excellent. We Live Together is a long-running series from Reality Kings that's very good. A lot of these others are newer. Some of them are having a hard time catching on and lasting as long as some of the ones that have been around a while. But it's all good. The all-girl genre continues to grow, and we're seeing more companies get into it. We're seeing more female performers sort of taking charge of their own stuff in these, and I think the quality's gotten better all around. You're seeing better looking stuff, so I like it. This seems like a good place to stop. We're moving to best anal stuff next time. I thank you very much for listening. Thank you to AVN for letting me vote. Thank you for all the readers over the years and the listeners of the podcast. All of you, I really appreciate your support. Thank you very much in advance to anybody who's going to send feedback to help shape this series. I look forward to hearing from you and what you have to say. Thank you for listening to this episode of our 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. If you have a question or a comment, please send me an email, raj@rajreviews.com, or DM me on Twitter, or put a comment below. We will take a look at it, maybe read it on air, and shape the next podcast for you. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Until next time, go do something nice for someone.